Mornings with Paul Turton on ABC New South Wales.
Do you say actually when people ask you for your opinion? You know, actually, I really love it. Well, if you do say that, you may have to watch your words. The words we use may tell a different story to what we're actually trying to convey. In fact, the words we use may indicate that we are lying, actually. To guide our way through this linguistic minefield, let's choose our words carefully and speak with Scott Taylor. He's a body language, deception detection and behaviour profiling expert. Wow, he's got an A4 business card too, by the sounds of it, to get that name on. G'day, Scott. How you going?
Great, Paul. Good to speak with you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you too. Lying, whether intended or otherwise, you know, sometimes we just try to be nice to people, don't we? You know, we try to tell them the things they want to hear. But it sounds like our language is revealing a lot about what we think.
Yeah, you're correct. A lot of the lying that occurs is through omission rather than just creating lies. But when we have deceptive conduct, it causes cognitive load. And so what happens when we run back to that filing cabinet with 30,000 words that we have as in our average dictionary and trying to come back with the responses, what happens is that we're trying to work out the words and try and give, for example, information that sounds like it's in past tense, you know, potentially, but we're making it up in the present tense. So we get word slippage and a range of other things. So the words and the ordering all have meaning.
Actually, Scott, I'm really enjoying talking to you. What's wrong with that? What happened there? What did I do?
So the words that we have and the reason we choose them all have meaning. The word actually means that we're comparing two thoughts. So it may be something as simple as that you're at dinner at a friend's place and they say, oh, did you like the meal? And the response could be, actually, I really liked it. So the two thoughts you might be comparing was, I'm telling you that I liked it, but I didn't. Or I actually thought you're a terrible cook, but the food was good. So words like actually have different meaning, but it's also the ordering of words. I mean, one of the things that I share, if you say to me, Scott, how was your weekend? I might say, Lee and I went to Luigi's on the weekend. It was great. Or I might say, I went to Westfield Liverpool with Lee. It was great. They sound very similar, but you notice the second one, I put myself and my wife at the opposite ends of the sentence and use the word with. So that infers that it was more likely not as positive experience. So even the ordering is very important.
Okay. How do we decode what's being said? What are we looking for when we're engaging in a conversation?
That's a great question. I mean, the first thing is to be truly other people-centric and have that calm and open mind. People go into interactions, whether it's a sales conversion, whether it's recruiting, whether it's integrity checking, whatever conversation you're having. And sometimes you need to stop and breathe and think, what are you bringing with you or what are you projecting onto that conversation if you've got a certain bias? So you need to remove that first and then you start looking and being other people-centric with who you're dealing with. So what we're looking for is changes to obviously the words that they use, but also changes to their physical elements. If people are doing things that they duck their chin or their thumbs start to slide underneath their hands, then things like that, turtling and distal flexion, are signs of discomfort. So that could be from deceptive practice or stress. So we look for those changes during interactions as well and to see what's driving those.
I'm glad you're not in the studio with me, Scott, because I get so nervous when I'm with, you know, behaviour experts. You know, you fold your arms and apparently you're not interested and you put the hands behind the back of your head, you know, and you're a know-it-all or overconfident or whatever. Does it tell the whole story or are these little signals just clues to what someone is feeling?
They're indicators. There's no one clear line or one clear element, for example, for deception. But what we're looking for is changes to levels of comfort or discomfort. So it might be some things as simple as if I'm sitting with a person across the table, if they have a cup of coffee and they have a drink and they place that coffee in front of them there and rather than the side, and then they place their mobile phone in front of them, that can be subconsciously them putting some barriers. So it shows the trajectory of this conversation isn't going great. If that's coupled with the fact that they might slightly turn and lean away from you or even duck their chin, hiding some of those power areas, the combination of these things just give you the inference that obviously they've got some increasing stress. So if that's coupled with touching areas of the face and others, then they'll have added meaning. So really it's just having that true non-judgmental empathy and being other people-centric in your dealings, whether it's personal or professional, and you'll start to see these things.
Is it interesting how, I mean, I guess in some conversations, the body language and the expression and the words used can be at odds with each other. Where do you go in that scenario?
That's a great question. So, yeah, in essence, when we're looking for these things, because under stress, we'll go with what is probably the most negative element, like our emotion. So the reason I'm saying that is we just gravitate to the face naturally. And sadly, we've had social contracts with our faces since we were children. You know, that time when you get a present that's terrible, but you're told you have to like it, or that meal that's terrible that you said you like it. So our most honest parts of our body, for example, are our feet and some of the things, the indications we get there. So it's looking at things in its entirety and just using them as indicators is the way we look forward. If you've got words and some of the gestures that like that are at odds with each other, then normally the ones that are like the more negative ones are showing that leakage, and that's the one that we'll focus on more. And just working through that.
Scott, what sort of work do you do? Would a corporation, for example, put you on an employment panel? Would you do that?
Yeah, so it's quite broad. I've got some organisations that will use me because of the fact that they want to looking at expanding their business. So I'll start this process with some open source intelligence elements where I'll have a look at an organisation for them that they're wanting to do business with, and the people that they're targets, for want of a better phrase. I'll have a look on their LinkedIn, their YouTube, their Facebook, their company literature, and I'll get a feel for what words they associate with positive experiences, what gestures they use with positive experiences. So I'll be giving advice and coaching, saying when you're delivering information on your sales, you should be approaching this person on the left side with a left-hand side head tilt and using these type of gestures and these types of words, because subconsciously that's what they resonate or align with, trust and positive experiences. Otherwise, it's around with recruitment organisations as well, just about for checking integrity. So there's a range of things. But in essence, at its core, this is just about trying to help share some information and skill about better understanding people. And there's not a lot of it that occurs with sharing some of these sort of points. So I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be able to speak with you and share some of my thoughts on this.
I never want to buy a used car off you, Scott, just saying, right?
It's also changing people's thinking a little bit. This whether it's personal relationships, avoiding rejection, whether it's professional from a leadership point of view, helping give people some awareness of their own curbside appeal and totality in how they present, it can be very rewarding, because sometimes I give some pointers and it might be some of the one-on-one coaching sessions people can book like an hour or half a day and these sort of things with me, and all of a sudden you see the light come on and you see them able to articulate and present the way that they know that they should, and aligned with their values, and it's just that last piece of the puzzle for them. So it's very rewarding, but there's been a long, hard journey of study to get here.
All right, good on you, mate. It's been nice to get an insight into what we're saying when we sometimes don't mean to. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Paul.
Scott Taylor, who's a body language, deception detection and behaviour profiling expert, joining us here on ABC Newcastle and New South Wales.